30 years this year.
Yeah.
Are you feeling old?
Well, I am, but then I'm also feeling doubly old because I looked up what the ages of the Golden Girls.
Right.
They were like 55 and younger. 55 and younger, Ray.
They'll always be older than me, Connor.
That's the way to look at it.
Now, who wrote that song that I just played?
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Neil Sedaka.
I wouldn't have known that. Would you not? Years, no.
Or it could have been Neil Diamond. Could have been one of the Neils anyway.
Some from Timpan Alley anyway.
Yeah. That was Urge Overkill.
Yeah, no, I remember this. I think like, that I was
a one-hit wonder. Now, pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. I knew we'd get one of these in because this was a story last week. Dear Connor, I've been with VHI all my life and I've been on Health Plus Extra plan for as long as I can remember. As you no doubt know, they're scrapping that plan soon and my plan is up for renewal later this summer. What should I do to make sure I don't lose any of the cover I have? How many people have private health insurance?
Oh, but how many people have it? Well, in excess of, I think it's around 2 million people.
Right. And how many people would be on this particular
around one? Around 130,000. So right. 1 in 10 of the VHI's customer base have this plan. And the reason why so many of them have the plan is because it's what listeners might have remembered as being the old Plan B.
Right.
Now, the old plan, back in the day...
And what was so attractive about it?
Well, I'll tell you what was so attractive about it was, in the 1980s, there was one health insurance company in the market offering five plans, A, B, C, D and E.
Right.
And the vast majority of people had Plan B because it was the plan that offered some private care, but it wasn't wildly expensive. And then when you had Plan C and D, they were kind of the gold-plated VHI plans. But the world has changed dramatically and we've gone from having one company to having three and actually soon to be four companies. And we've gone from having basically five health insurance plans to having close to 350 health insurance plans. So it's a much more complex area. But one of the features of the health insurance market in Ireland is that an awful lot of people, like the vast majority of people, stay with the plan they have. And you can kind of understand that. I remember speaking to the behavioralist Pete Lunn about this a while ago, and I was going, like, why is it that when you can save a lot of money by switching your health insurance plan, why is it so many people don't? And people are risk averse. Mm. They're afraid they'll make a mistake, and they're particularly afraid they'll make a mistake when it comes to health insurance. So they adopt that whole philosophy that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you're blue in the face telling people to shop around.
Yeah, but I understand why they don't.
Yes.
You know, but, and you will, and that's why I think...
Could you just remind us, because over the years, I remember you saying to people, you could save 500, up to 500 euro...
Per person.
Now, per person.
And if
a year.
Right. If you're as part of a couple, that's 1,000 euros
yeah.
saved in a year without losing any kind of cover whatsoever. And there are actually people who could probably save even more than that,
okay.
depending on the plan they're on. But I suppose the thing that we should look at here is, so the VHI announced last week that it was phasing out Health Plus Extra.
Why?
They didn't really say. They said okay. It was with a view to streamlining their offerings. And maybe that could well be the case. But so like, we can't really second guess the reasons as to why they might be doing it. But that's what they are doing anyway. So the company, they will be doing that from the 1st of May. So if your plan is up for renewal after the 1st of May and you are on Health Plus or Health Plus Extra and one of those plans, they're gone. Now, you will be offered an alternative plan that the VHI say is comparable. So you won't be denied, you won't suddenly find yourself without health insurance. But I think the thing to remember is that...
So can they do a mid-contract?
Well, no. It's when your contract finishes. Comes to an end.
So if you're on Health Plus Extra, it will stay that way until your contract
until
finishes.
Your contract okay, ends. Fine. So Health Plus Extra was priced, like just to give you an idea of what's been going on in the market. In April 2023, it cost €2,951. Then in October of last year, the price climbed to €3,169. And then last month, the price climbed to €3,400. So that's an increase of €450 in less than a year. So the person who has their health insurance policy up for renewal in the next few months would have found themselves paying £450 extra had that plan continued to exist. So they should look at the alternatives out there, and there are lots of different options out there from all of the companies. So you know you could move to different plans, and you could easily save yourself €400 a year by switching to comparable plans. So for instance, you could move the trick here is to remember to, and we've talked about this on the show before, is so you ring the company and you say, do you have any plans that are comparable to the one I'm on that cost less? And that's a simple enough question. Are the others?
Do they have to answer?
Of course they do.
But
do you have any plans on your books that are comparable to the one I'm on that cost less? But does it actually?
It doesn't make sense that they would answer that question.
But they have to, because you're asking them a straightforward question. The other question that you could ask them is, and particularly if you're an older customer who's been with the VHI and who's made claims maybe in the last couple of years, and this is an even simpler question to ask: would the cheaper plan cover all of the things that I've claimed for in the last couple of years?
Right.
And if the answer to that question is yes, well then it's a no-brainer to make the switch to the cheaper plan.
So they have to make available to all their customers any one of all their plans.
Yeah.
So even if they offer something to a corporate customer, that has to be available to you or me as well, who aren't corporate people.
Absolutely. And the other thing to remember is that you cannot be penalised for your age.
Right.
You cannot be penalised for a pre-existing condition. So it's not like car insurance or house insurance where you can be penalised if you live in a flood zone, or you can be penalised if you've got no claims bonus. You cannot be penalised for any health condition or for your age when it comes to health insurance. So it doesn't matter your health. It's also worth bearing in mind that when you are going to do the switch. And the other thing I'd encourage people to do is to not do it exclusively online. Because all of the companies, and there's the three main providers, Laya, Irish Life and VHI, they all want us to do this kind of stuff online. But when you make these kinds of decisions based purely on what you've read online, all of the responsibility rests on your shoulders. Because you've looked at the website, you've looked at all the different offerings, and then you've said, I'm going to go for X plan or Y plan. But when you make the decision talking to a human being, a lot of the responsibility rests with the person you're speaking to. Because they have to give you the honest answer to the questions. And I would encourage anybody who's making the switch from any provider to another provider, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to keep them on the phone and say, will this thing be covered? Will that thing be covered? And one of the things that Plan B, or the options was very good at, was it was covering orthopedic conditions. And a lot of people who are younger don't require as much orthopedic cover, because you might need your hip replacements or your knee joints done or whatever it might be. But as people get older, those kinds of things get more important. So it's incredibly important that when you're talking to the people on the phone, be they from any of the companies, to be completely upfront with what your current conditions are, what you think you might need into the future, and make sure they're covered. But I'm almost certain that anybody who is kind of proactive about this can switch to a policy offered by either the same company or by another company and save money. And the Health Insurance Authority are there for people to support them when it comes to that.
The Health Insurance Authority, and they have a website.
They do.
I'm wondering, will VHI offer their customers an alternative?
Absolutely, they will offer the customers an alternative.
So they'll be directing people towards a new plan or a different plan.
And the customer who does nothing will automatically move to the alternative that's offered.
When their contract's up.
That's why it's important to remember, you're not going to lose your cover.
Yes.
So you're not going to suddenly find that you don't have health insurance, because the VHI is not in the business of taking away your cover.
Why wouldn't they tell people why they're changing it or discontinuing it?
Well, no, what they've said is they want to streamline their policies.
Yeah.
But I'm not really 100%
certain.
But
how many policies have they got? If the total is 350.
They probably have maybe 100.
Right.
But it was a question that was posed last week, and I'm not 100% certain as to the answer myself.
Okay. Right, I'm sure we'll have more questions on that in the future. I was talking to a man over the weekend who's thinking to get one of the deposit return scheme machines in his shop.
Oh, yeah.
I was intrigued because I was going, what's in it for him?
Yeah.
And he was saying, well, I'm putting it at the back of the shop, so it'll be footfall.
Yeah.
So people have to go through the shop. And then he also said that the local football club, that he would be encouraging them to collect bottles through the club, and then he would give them the cash back for the club. So that's all positive. How's it going?
Well, according to the return people, the total bottles and cans returned as of this week is around 47 million.
Right, but that's just a figure out of nowhere. How does that compare to what?
Well, that's a very good point, because how many people were returning the bottles in their recycling bins anyway? But I actually did put that question to the returns people, and they made the point. They didn't give me any exact numbers, but what they said is the people who are returning the bottles through the return scheme are returning bottles that are in better condition, and they're segregated properly. Now, you're looking at me there going, well, what difference does that make? But if the plastic bottles are segregated properly and all of the PET plastic bottles are all put together, you can recycle the plastic up to 7 times. And the amount of times that plastic can get recycled diminishes if there's impurities in the plastic or if they're mixed up. So that would be the argument on that score, that it doesn't even matter if more or less bottles are being recycled. They're being cycled in a more segregated and orderly fashion. So that's the other thing. The number of cans being returned in a, I think last week was about 1.7 million in
a
day.
So Return are saying it's going well, as they would, of course.
As they would.
And they're a non-profit making organisation.
They're not for profit, no.
No.
But
is there anybody making profit out of this thing? The people who make the machines?
Well, what could be happening, maybe the people who are making the machines, because obviously they're charging for them. The Return people have probably seen a swelling in their bank balance. Because they get the money, the retailer gives the Return 15 cents,
yes,
and then I come back in and I get the deposit, and then the retailer gets the money back from Return. So the Return people will be getting money in, and they'll have a more healthy bank balance. But I've spoken to them about this, and they don't want to make any money. Okay. They want to give all of the money back, because what they want to see is the recycling of the bottles increase.
Highly unlikely.
Well, we have to get to a target.
This is a quick question for next week. So if people don't bother going to the machines and put them into the recycling bin, are the people like Panda and Greyhound, are they collecting them all and then making money on the back of that? I wonder.
No. Well, I can dig into that, but I would imagine no.
Okay, right. Conor, thanks very much. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way in Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.